We are learning Masechet Pesachim, Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, and we are beginning the second line from the top, beginning of a line. Amalei Rav of Asi, Loi Sodor B'Masod Loi Tzonof Be'Sosiyov Loi Novav Be'Kalba. You should not live in a city that doesn't have any horses who neigh and or dogs that bark, because that's what stops Ganovim from coming. That they feel they see the Ganovim coming and they bark or they neigh, and that's how people know that there's Ganovim. Therefore, it's not good to, if they don't have those protections, those shomrim, it's not worth it to live in such a city. Val todor be'ir dereish masa asya. You should not live in a city where the heads of a city is a, the head of a city is a doctor. Like we had similar before, that the head of a city is a Talmud Chacham, you shouldn't live there because they're going to be busy with their work and they're not going to be able to take care of the city. Same thing, if the Reish Masya is a Asya, Lahavdil, if he's a doctor, also it's not a good idea if the Reish of the city is a doctor. Loisantsiv Tarti, don't marry two women. Because if you want to marry more than one woman, marry three. Nisavas Tarti and Nisiv Tlas, you should marry three. What's the pshat? So Rashbam explains, because if it's two, they might plan something against you. But, you know, there's two. But it's three. Three can't agree on the same things. Therefore, if you have two wives, you might as well get three wives, so you shouldn't, they shouldn't think of ideas to do things against you. Only Rav, the Rav Kahana. Hafoich b'neveltov le'sepech b'mili. You should... don't be busy wasting your time talking. Rather, work in a velus than stam talk and waste your time. Another thing he said, it's worth it to skin animals or animal skins in the shuk, which is a very embarrassing job, rather than taking tzedakah. V'shakal agra, make money from this. V'loy teimel kahana non say, I'm a kohen, v'gav a rabba, I'm a choshev person at all, v'sanyi b'milz doesn't pass me. It's kedai to make your own money than to rely on other people. Dr. Maravaita, slakta le'igro shirushcha b'hadop. You go up the roof, bring your meal with you. Which means if you go somewhere, bring your meal with you and don't rely on getting a meal where you are. Meya kari b'masa, even if there's 100 gourds b'masa b'zuzah for azuz, tusi kamavakoninu. Bring something under your clothing, bring lunch with you. Never rely on the place you go, even if it's very cheap there. But you never know what's going to happen. Always bring your own meal. This way, you are certain you'll have something to eat. Omale Rav Lechia Bere, Lechishti Samo, don't take Samo, which is like medicine. So the Rashbam explains, because if you take this medicine, even if you're sick, you might get used to it. And if you get used to it, you're going to need it, and then you're going to lose your money. And that's the Rashbam says, Fil Rafua Lechishti, Mefshah Fua Ches. There's a different way to do it. Don't take the drugs, because if you do, it's going to be, yeah, or anything, the drugs, because it's addictive, and then you have to take it, and it's going to cost you money, and then lose all your money. Therefore, don't take Sama. That's what he has told the son, don't take Sama. Shava Negro, don't jump over a brook, because you might land up in the brook, and that's going to get wet. Veloy Siakar Kacha, if you have a toothache, don't pull the tooth out. Try to work with the tooth, because once you pull the tooth out, then it's gone. So work with the tooth. And don't pull it out. Don't start up with a snake. Don't start up with a non-Jew, because it's very possible they will come and attack you. Tanur Abanan. It can be very negative. Sometimes people are driving and like some non-Jew cut them off and they start chasing them and they, what are you doing? You know, you'll end up being shot. So it's not possible. It's possible. But you see, Gemara already had these ideas right before. You watch people. They don't start up with, you never know, it's a Meshuggah. L'sekani barama, don't ever start up with a non-Jew. It's not such a good idea. Tanur Rabbana. Gimel Amos Gan Abahem. There's three people who you don't start up with. Belohei Nochri Katan, a little non-Jew, because when he gets older, he's going to take Nakama. Nochash Katan, a small Nochash of Talmud Katan, and a young student either. My Taima, the Machusayu, Achari Adonaihu. Their Malchus, their power is behind the ear. It's coming any time. Achari Adonaihu, they're going to come. It's going to come at one point, and then if you start up now, they might come back and take Nakama, take revenge. Only Rav Le'evi Berei. Interesting Gemara come up. Only Rav Le'evi Berei tells his son like this. Tarchi Baba Shmaitza, you worked very hard learning. But you know, it didn't work out. You know, you're not cut out for learning. Hata Agmarech Mila Da'amma. Let me tell you some business advice. This is what Rav told his son Evi. I don't know how long he took him to realize this. How long, you see, but after a while, he chapped. This is not for him. Let me tell you Mila Da'amma. Adachala, because the vart is that a person needs something to do. Either has to be learning or working. If he does nothing, that's batal meiv deshimo. Adachala akarech, it says when your feet are still sandy, zvinach zavin, sell your schar. That means you pick up a whole truckload of closeouts, get rid of it right away while your feet are still sandy. You didn't wash your feet off. Don't keep it around. Call mili, that's one piece of business advice. When you have schayro, when you have merchandise, get rid of it quickly. Don't let it sit around. Number two, call mili zavin v'secharet bar mechamra. Anything you sell, and then the price went up, you can have charata. Besides for wine, the zavin l'secharet. If you sell it, don't have charata because it would have got bad anyways. Don't worry about it. If you sold it right away and it went up in price, don't feel bad. And the mafarshim say, when it says feel bad, it's not time spilled over, not crying over spilled milk. You could, in a case where you didn't take the money yet, and you still could back out. There's only a shiloh of Amira, and if there's to trade Tara, the halach is, if a price changes, it could be you could be chayzer. Always ask a shiloh, but could be you could be chayzer, saying everything be chayzer. Besides from wine, it's not worth to be chayzer, because once wine sits around, it doesn't stay good. That's number two. Number three piece of advice is, Shari kisech psach sakech. When you're selling something, first open your purse. It means take money first and then give the schayra. Don't give schayra, a lot of schayra on credit, a lot of merchants on credit, because they might not pay you back. Another piece of advice, kaba ma'arav le'kuram igra. It's kedai, a kav to a kur is a much smaller amount. And it says, worth it to take kava right here than a kura from the roof, which means it's better to have the panasa locally than to travel a few hours away for more panasa. It's not worth it. It's just stay here. Tamra b'chaloizcha lebeis sudna roit. If you have, in Bavel, they made beer out of dates. That was the main type of beer, it was date beer. If you have tamra, if you have the dates in your baskets, right away bring it to the brewery and don't keep it around your house. Run to the brewery to get it made into beer. Why? Because if it sits around your house, people are going to gnash from it and they're going to eat it up and you're not going to have anything left. Vat kama, amarava ad plus a saw. Until three saw, make sure you run. If you have three saw, right, you don't have to worry about it. It's a big amount. That won't be eaten up. Then you don't have to worry about running right away to the brewery. Omra papa, lav der amoy shukra. Not that I was a beer maker, later I will not become rich. And Tais already points out that the Gemara before him, Daf Mem Tes, says, if not that I married a Kohen, I wouldn't become rich. So Tais says, Hav Ha Garma, both were garma by him at least. Because next Gemara says, Rav Chista, Ikedar Rav Chista, Yilavd Rav Moyeshuch, Leitar, if not that I worked in the beer business, I would not become rich. It's called a Sudna. Why? My Sudna, what Sudna mean? Om Rav Chista, the beer maker, is called Sudna. It's a good secret, and you can do gemil chasadim with that. And the Rashbam explains, because it's very cheap, the dates, and the beer you can sell for a nice profit, it's a nice few 100% profit, and also it's very easy to do gemil chasadim. This doesn't cost you a lot of money. You give a guy a few things of beer for free, it doesn't cost you so much money, so you can do gedal chesed with it. First you do chesed, and it's a good business. Omra Papa, not a business advice, call agav, Gav Yabayi. Agav means anything you have to write down, which means a star. Anytime you have to make a chayv on it, it's on credit, it's not good, because Gav Yabayi, it has to be collected. That's not a good idea. Kol Ashroi, also every credit, Safik Asi, Safik Loyasi. The guy might come pay up and not pay up. Udasi, Maizroi, even if he pays up, a lot of times it's bad money because he pays it one at a time and it's a little prutus, land a bunch of little prutus which get ruined. It's not silver and gold, and therefore, it's not a good idea to sell on credit. Thus, in this Gemara, a few different ways, that the best thing is to sell for cash, I guess even for a discount, it's worth to get the money right now than to sell on credit. Gimel Dvarim Amar Rabbi Yechon Shemaat Yerushalayim. There are three things that Rabbi Yechon said over from three Dibrei Chachma from the Anshei Yerushalayim. Number one, the Yitzhak Machama, when you go out to Machama, Al Teitzei Bereshayna, don't go on the front lines, Al Teitzei Bereshayna. You know why? Because it's a Kanis Bereshayna, in order that if you have to run away, you are going to run away first, because you're in the back. So you'll get into the city, back into the city first. That's what it says in the Gemara. Now, the Mashiach has a very simple question. It says, don't go on the front lines, why not? Because you're on the back lines, you'll be able to run back home. So Mashiach asks, L'chayra, it says a much more simple reason. He says, "Pirs raspberries bam from tonus to kasa beis chavishayna." V'ksas kasha, imishim sakana adifav l'lemeim. Which is better? Al teitzei berishayna is in the oimid el mul pnei al machamahu. He's in the front lines. He got killed. But sakana yoser kin jenem b'uri achiti that havu es orya el mul pnei al machamah. On my eitzah, it says he tells him that's the word. So the mashav midlav shver. Midlav shver. It's a very strong question. L'chayra, that's why she's in the front lines because it's more dangerous. Another, you said we had this yesterday and yesterday's blast. Also, that you should rather tone down the Shabbos and not spend so much money about Starach Abrius. Don't come on to Halvayus and to other people.
Yeah, the opposite last blast.
No, if we had that, you should make yourself strong, at least one thing nice. But don't overdo it. It says you should mechazik yourself and buy kosher of the hasana, one little thing, not 30 dips. Vamishdadl and Misha saw Mr. Hekka's life. Vamishdadl and me, depends who I'm talking to. Vamishdadl and Misha saw Mr. Hekka's life. So also, make sure you associate yourself with people who are Matzliach. Asha Mr. people who are Matzliach, have good Muslim. Says when someone's doing a davar gnos, don't do it which means the example is that Bathsheba was bathing on the roof and David HaMelech saw her, and that's how the whole ma'isa of Bathsheba happened. So it says al tarba. There's some girsa al tarba begagos. Either way, it means private things should be done privately and not b'fnei other people. Another halacha, also interesting piece of advice. Bitcha bagra, your daughter reaches the age of bagras, which is marriageable age in those days, after 12 and a half. Shikhar avdecha, you have an evakanani? Meshacharim v'tenlon, give it to her for a husband. That means this is how important it is to marry off them young, is that if you have an eved, and there's an issel, oyle b'hem tavaydu, still it's worth it to free him and give him to your daughter in order she's going to marry right away. And third piece of advice, have a zar b'ishtecha mechasna harishon. Be careful, you should watch that you're watching it too close to the first son-in-law. My time, what's the reason? Rav Chista mishum erva, because it could lead to erva. Rav Kana mishum mamam, because she will spend too much money on him and spoil him too much. And vahava isnu. L'maisa, Gemara comes out, both are true, so be careful. The Gemara actually says, I forgot which Masechta, it says that they shouldn't live in the same house. They shouldn't live in the same house, the son-in-law, the first son-in-law or not. And that was really halacha there. In Shulchan Aruch, it's not so possible passing like that. Could be, there's a Taisus, there's no passing like that. But that definitely an Indian. Zar v'ishtcha mechasna harishon. Om Rabbi Yechanan, shloishom neich le'alabah. There are three people who are zeicha Ta'ilam Habam, Elo Hain, Hadar Bar Tishol, someone lives in Eretz Yisrael, that's a special mitzvah. And Megad Labanam Talmud Torah, someone who brings up his children Talmud Torah. V'amavdil al Hayayim Matzah Shabbos. And if someone makes Abdullah on wine Matzah Shabbos, what does that mean? Mahi? The Meshav Mekdush Avdalta. He doesn't have enough, and he makes sure to leave a little wine over for Abdullah, he doesn't drink it all on the Suda. Om Rav Yechanan, Shloisha Machas Levi Kosh Baruch Hu Hayoyim. There are three types of people that Kosh Baruch Hu's Machas of them, the godless of these three people. Number one, Al Ravok Hadar Bekrach Benechayte. A bachelor who lives in the city and is not Chayte. What's the significance of a city? The city is, there's a lot going on there. People have money to spend on nice clothing. So the women there are dressed up. So there, it's a special madrega that they live in the Krach Benechayte. While only a machzav edla baileha, only who doesn't have any money finds a very expensive thing, he still returns it to the bailam. While osher ha ma'aser price of a sinner, the third thing that's a major mile is osher, when he gives ma'aser, it's millions of dollars, and he does it with sinner, that is a madrega. The Gemara continues with the shaila with the milas of the ravok. Rav Safra ravok hadar b'krachava. Rav Safra was single and he lived in the krach in the city. And Panitana Kamei the Rav Safra, when they read over this halacha of these three things that are from the that Hashem is machus leim kol yoyim, so it's solved upon Rav Safra. Safra was very excited. Look, Hashem is special. It's people who are living in the krach and don't. We're not talking to people like you. Because you sit and learn the whole day. You're in the Beis Medrash all day. You don't see anything. Even though you live in the city, but you're in the Beis Medrash. Ella, I'll tell you who's the Hashem talking about. What type of godless Hashem is Machus Choyim. Ella, going Rav Chinin, Rav Ishaya. Dava Ush, could be they were shoemakers ba'ard Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. Vavyasi v'shuk of the Zaynis. They used to work in the shuk of the Zaynis. Va'aglu masani l'Zaynis. They used to make them shoes. Va'aylu inhu. And they used to come in to bring their shoes. Inu mistakli bahu. They used to look at these two gedolim. Inu loy madlin nayl. They didn't pick up their eyes. They didn't know who came in. Mistakli bahu. And the zaynus recognized this. Umesayu hachi. They used to, when they used to make shvuas, they used to curse to themselves whatever they were doing. B'chayeyem rabbanon kedushas haaretz Yisrael. They would swear in the chayeyem of the rabbanon who lived in Eretz Yisrael, the rabbanon kedusha they chapped how kadosh these two gedolim were. That even though they were single, they didn't even pick their eyes up. And Rav Stam, Rav Safra, you sit in his marriage all day. You don't have the same nesyonis like these two. And when it said that machus leim b'chol yom, it meant like, for example, Chanina and Rav Yishayah.